The release of Cave of the Winds, Then and Now, coincides with the tourist destination's 130th anniversary. On each page, a black and white photo sits alongside its color companion. Some look nearly identical, others couldn't be replicated at all. Richard Reinhardt says he and Thompson were inspired by Colorado photographer John Fielder, who did a Then and Now series on different locations in the state.
We took historic photographs from the 19th century and early 20th century, well, actually to the mid-20th, and then re-photographed them almost to the same exact spot. And so you can see the differences, and in some cases, the non-differences over a century.
Well, I would think that in a cave that not much would change.
You would think that, and in some cases that's true, but in the Cave of the Winds being a commercial cave, there are instances of stalactites being broken off over the years, and that sort of shows what damage people can cause in the cave environment. And then in a few odd instances, there are things that have changed in the cave that we didn't expect. Like in one view, there was a new stalactite, and we thought, how could that be? And so we went back and looked, and we can see that it had been broken at one point, and somebody had re-glued it later on. And so clearly after, when William Henry Jackson was there, it was already broken, but sometime in the century afterwards, they fixed it.
What kind of super glue would you have to do that?
They use some sort of an epoxy, and it's actually done in quite a few caves across the world where formations accidentally get broken, and then you sort of re-glue the stone again, and sometimes they actually start growing again.
So I'm assuming you started out with the original picture and you tried to track down a lot of these locations. What was the hardest or most challenging scene to track down?
We did go out in the field with, you know, laser prints of photographs showing the original image, and then we'd sort of hunt around and hunt around. Sometimes there'd be trees where, you know, the original photographer had stood, so we had to adjust a little bit. Sometimes there's one image in there that we could not find at all in the Cave of the Winds, of some helictites, which are these squiggly little growths of formations that sort of look like worms. And so after spending hours looking for it, Norm just took a picture in the same area showing another formation, and I wrote in the caption that we couldn't find the original, so here's one that's near it.
Which picture means the most to you?
I think there's one image that I think is sort of iconic, and it has a William Henry Jackson photo from probably about 1880, and then, of course, Norm Thompson's recent photo. And it's a place called the Temple of Isis in Williams Canyon, which is a large natural archway in the upper canyon beyond the Cave of the Winds. We found almost exactly the right spot. And then in both images, the first, you know, William Henry Jackson went up and was photographed by his assistant standing up in the archway. And so Norm did the same exact thing, standing in the same spot. And so it's just a wonderful example of sort of the timelessness there. You can see that trees have grown in that time, but otherwise, almost nothing has changed.
That's what I think is interesting about this book. You think that not that much changes with rocks and caves, but obviously there's a dynamic quality there that you were really interested in capturing.
Absolutely. And it's surprising that it's not just rock formations like the Temple of Isis, but we took another photo over in Cavern Gulch, which is on the other side of the mountain from where this was taken, and found the same tree that Jackson stood next to. And what astonished us is that the dead branches on that tree are still dead today, and even the little twigs haven't broken off. And you think, wow, that's like 130 years have gone by, and even dead little tiny twigs haven't broken off that tree despite the winds of the area.
That was Colorado caver Richard Reinhardt, who along with Norm Thompson released the picture book Cave of the Winds, Then and Now. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.